Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
We got Reese's gonna be rocking out with us, but I don't know. I think he got a portion of what I got yesterday with some of those hackers. He's been hacked.
Why do you say he's been hacked?
He's been hacked. His computer system is all shut down. They hold him ransom. they hold him ransom.
We gotta put together money for him.
Yeah, we gotta put together a little money. Free Reese.
We gotta put together something. Well, I got $3 on it.
You got three? All right, okay, let me get that. Let me hit my PayPal. See what I got. Let me see what I got in my PayPal account. See what I can send to him. Cause you know the hackers, when they ransom your stuff, they want it in PayPal. I'm like, a Bitcoin. I'm like, really? Okay, whatever. Look, don't ask me how I know this. Don't ask me how I know this. It was some tough news yesterday. And, you know, most of you probably were, but if you're not, we'll get you caught up. We'll get you up to speed. Tiger Woods was in a single car accident yesterday, in a rollover accident. Kind of went off of a ravine or a cliff and suffered very extensive injuries, multiple fractures to both his legs and his ankle. Had lengthy surgeries to repair most of the damage that was done. It was a very, very long surgery, but he seemed to be doing okay. I actually got a chance to see the car as they was taking it away yesterday.
I did. Well, I saw a picture, you know, they posted it on Twitter everywhere. So I did get to see the vehicle while it was on there, not being moved anywhere.
Right. Let's hear from L.A. County Sheriff Carlos Gonzalez as he talks about arriving on the scene and Tiger's condition when he arrived on the scene.
Mr. Woods was not able to stand under his own power. Our partners at L.A. County Fire were able to extricate him from the vehicle, and they put him onto a backboard. When I arrived on the scene, Mr. Woods was seated in the driver's seat. I made contact with him, and I ensured that he was able to speak to me. At that time, he seemed that as though he was still calm and lucid. I made the determination that it would be safer to wait for LA County Fire to help remove him instead of trying to remove him myself. I kept Mr. Woods calm until LA County Fire arrived on scene.
Wow, very tough scene. Yeah, very tough scene. And when I looked at the vehicle, the first thing I thought was, the car apparently is very well made. And I got a feeling that it's probably one of the reasons that the only thing he suffered was a leg injury. But let's hear from LA County Sheriff as he talks about some of the safety features in the vehicle, which probably saved Tiger's life.
As indicated by the sheriff, the interior passenger compartment of the vehicle was intact. The airbags did deploy successfully. Again, he was wearing his seatbelt. I think this also kind of speaks to the marvel of modern automobiles in that they're much safer than they've ever been previously.
Yeah. It was a tough scene. What were your first thoughts, Jasmine, when you saw the news come across the ticker yesterday?
I immediately saw the statement, so I knew that he was okay, but still just a very scary situation. Another thought, like one of the other thoughts, I was like, goodness, like how many people are we going to lose? It just seems like in the last year and a half or so, we've just lost so many very much important people to our, you know, culture. And so that's another, I was like, oh my goodness, I really hope, you know, everything is going to be okay and we don't just, you know, lose someone else.
Right. And honestly, I'm a huge Tiger fan, and Tiger's one of the reasons I even play.
I thought about y'all too.
Yeah, I even play golf is because of Tiger Woods. It's and I don't know. It was a little weird to me because the first thing I thought about was Kobe.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, how is this really going to turn out? Because I never saw anything where he was okay till maybe about 30, 40 minutes later. But
yeah,
my initial thoughts. But my initial thoughts were, this was a tragic accident, and you know, he died in a fiery car crash or something, you know, off of a cliff. And I'm just like, oh, you got to be kidding me! Right. You got to be kidding me! So it was, you know, it was a lot to take in. It was a lot to think about. But you know, a few PGA, of course, the PGA world was rocked by this. And a lot of people talking about hopefully Tiger can get back to living a normal life. And of course, he'll probably, you know, as age progresses, he'll probably never be the golfer that he was before. But it'll be good to see him be able to come back and, you know, have a full recovery and play again. But John Rahm from the PGA Tour, PGA golfer, spoke briefly about hopefully Tiger can come back. Let's hear from John.
There's a different atmosphere in an event when Tiger's playing and when it's not playing. And he is that big. No matter, even if the best 20 players in the world are playing, if he's not there, you can tell the difference. And, you know, it's just sad to see. He was a great ambassador of the game. And, you know, looked like he was trying to turn his life around and, you know, maybe looking forward in the future to retirement, spending some great time with his son, Charlie. And I just hope he can get out of the hospital walking, meaning after a recovery, and, you know, he can still play with his kids and have a normal life.
Yeah, just a lot of thoughts. It was, of course, a shock through the sports world, through the through society in general. Tiger was a notable athlete, and it's, you know, it's a name known around the world. You think about it. You say one name to anyone in the world, you say Tiger or Tiger Woods, and they all know.
They know who you. Yeah, they know exactly who you're talking about.
Right. Yeah, he's up there like with MJ. You say MJ, you know who you're talking about. Or you say Michael, Tiger. Right. It's synonymous. You know exactly who people are talking about.
Right.
When I heard the news, I wasn't like, you know, oh my goodness, will he ever, in reading the injuries, like, you know, will he ever play again? Because I know his mind is probably elsewhere. He's just, you know, probably thankful for his life. And I guess we all should in a way. But I did think, you know, with some of the injuries, because I hear you say tibia and surgery and all this kind of stuff. And I immediately think, he may never play the sport again, but with everyone, you know, no one's counted that out completely. So I think that's a really good thing. But obviously, he's most probably happy about just having his life.
Right. So shout out to all those involved to help, you know, help get Tiger out of the vehicle and have a successful surgery. And we hopefully he has a speedy recovery and, for those that didn't hear, we just want to make sure you guys were aware Tiger was involved in a very serious car accident yesterday, and hopefully have a speedy recovery. So, man, I was looking forward to him playing this year too. But moving on just real briefly, NBA. Again, okay, I'm gonna say it. Is it time for me to pay attention to the NBA? Like, seriously, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just asking for me because I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yes.
Should I be paying attention?
Yeah, go ahead. Pick it up. Pick up the NBA. You know, NFL's done with for now. We got a couple of headlines going about, you know, the offseason. College basketball's winding down. Right now, it's probably a good time for you to go ahead and pick up the NBA.
You think so?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? What is your beef with the NBA right now? Because this is going on for like 3 weeks now.
It's boring. I mean, seriously, it really is. It's just boring to me.
This year has been kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, with the exception of one bright spot, you know, there's Zion having a breakout year.
Zion having a breakout year. Okay.
I knew that'd wake him up.
Here we go. Yeah.
Ransom paid.
Hey, no way. All
right. We got him out of hacker jail.
He's been released. I'm like, what the world's going on?
That's amazing. But you know they were faking, right? They never really had all your data locked up. They just changed your password.
That's what happened.
Yeah, they just changed your password. That's all we had to
look it out.
Oh man, well, you know what? Glad you joined us real quickly. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out. Jasmine was trying to help me walk me through it. Is it time for me to pay attention to the NBA?
It's the halfway
point. Jasmine wants me to. She wants me to, but yeah, I'm just trying to.
Yeah. Oh, which is kind of hard, but you know, I'm a little disappointed in, you know, the All-Star stuff and the reserves came out yesterday and all this stuff. So I'm kind of disappointed in
is where you the reserve?
Yeah. Because Paul George, he's a reserve. I'm still trying to figure that one out. you know, along with some other people. But that's a topic for another time.
So, Jim.
Actually, later on in the show.
Okay, good. There you go.
All he concerned about is reserve. He ain't saying nothing to me.
I mean, seriously, it's probably about, we don't pay attention to the NBA really until after the Final Four, to be honest. Right?
Thank you. Or after the right? All-Star break, at least.
At least after the All-Star break. That's true.
Thing it's coming up soon, so we'll jump into NBA more heavy.
All right, NBA queen. Outside of your man's, who's on the Pistons that we should actually pay attention to? I'm talking about the Detroit Pistons.
Should you pay attention to the Pistons?
By the fact, Blake Griffin ain't played since I played. Right?
Right. Correct.
She goes right along with it. She goes, I say you spent this to the Pistons.
Ain't no, it's a shame when somebody hold you out to be traded, but nobody want to trade for you. That's a bad situation.
Mm. I'm single now. Good. Good job.
I feel treasured.
Appreciate it. appreciate it. Oh, wow. He said,
well, you know, in my haste of not connecting in, I'm assuming we did talk about the crazy stuff that happened yesterday out in California. So
yeah,
we missed all that.
We briefly talked about Tiger Woods. But we'll cover it again, I'm sure. But, you know, I was just, actually, I mentioned, you weren't on, but I mentioned my first thoughts were, and I honestly was about Kobe. That was one of my first thoughts, actually. That whole, you know, tragic events and how it transpired, and just thinking, you know, are we going down that path again? But luckily, pretty quickly, we didn't end up like that.
So you said exactly what I was going to say. Again, it's kind of crazy, but you know, we have to follow the story. All the prayers, going up for Tiger and see what's going on with that. But yeah, that was. Yeah, I was thinking Kobe too, K-Mac. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was that was one of those really, really tough things. But anyway, I got hacked this morning, so I'm back. I'm back, Jasmine. I'm back, K-Mac. So all this foolishness you guys are doing, because
you think we're responsible for you?
Yes, because you know you're a millennium, and you're at the age group where y'all can figure stuff out. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all are the tech guys.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe it was K-Mac. But...
Whoa.
Well, K-Mac got hacked. He got hacked yesterday.
I got hacked yesterday.
Hey, and boy, did he get hacked.
Look, you get hacked, they scare the hell out of yourself. You're like, whoa.
I hit him up, came back. Anyway, that's another time for another
those
story,
of you
though.
I did briefly see that. Don't believe not a damn thing you saw yesterday on social media.
Come on, Mac. Come on, man. Come on. But anyway, come back. You know what? See, I was getting ready to go shopping. Anyway, that's another topic.
Stop playing with me today, bro.
The problem, the reason I was coming on late, because my password got hacked or was somewhat not performing as it should, because it needed some Pepsi Zero Sugar and some Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. You got to do that. There you go. Yeah. And I also need the official pair of the sports shop, which is Under Armour. We kept the password tight and we kept it right. K-Max too.
Don't you worry.
Oh my goodness.
Color Park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Oh yeah, we definitely call it hump day on the sports shop. And you should be humping or whatever that's your business. How about this? How about waking up? How about getting up?
Maybe look, that's what detain me.
My password now requires an RSA token, as well as the double authentication. I guarantee you. And fingerprint
so you got
and facial recognition.
You got thumb recognition, hand recognition, facial recognition.
Right. All
you got all kinds of
things. I'm
going to start taking fingerprints next. I'm testing DNA. I'm testing everything. Yeah. Don't serve.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. We got Jay Fritz, Jasmine, as she's affectionately known to her little cousin over in Chapel Hill.
All right.
Over in Chapel Hill. He appreciates you with all the shout outs. Be a Hall of Famer for you know, Mr. Irwin. What's his first name? Kerwin.
Kerwin.
My bad, man. I ain't trying to mess up your family name like that.
He's not my cousin.
Sure.
You should ask Tasha.
Sure.
Ask Tasha.
Just tell us anything, Jazz.
Yeah, ask Tasha first. See if she what she know. Yeah. You may not know, but you know, rest of the family may know. We got DC behind the glass. DC, on this hump day, do you have a poll question up for today?
We do, at Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. The question is, should Dak Prescott try and stay with the Cowboys, or should he try and move on if he gets the opportunity?
You need to move
get
on.
Get your hat.
I know. Your coat. Yep.
Hey, you know what? Leave your office as is. Just walk out. Just leave everything behind. Leave it all behind. Just shut the door and walk out. 83.3% of the people say he should try and move on, whereas 16.7% say he should try and stay in Dallas.
Well, there you go. That is right there.
You ever left something somewhere and look back and someone said, hey, you forgot X, or when you going to come get X? And you say to yourself, you can keep it. You can throw it away. I don't care.
I'm pretty sure I have.
You know, people getting their feelings about that. You know that? People getting their feelings about it. I didn't realize that. You just leave the office. Like you said, you just leave the office. You leave a bunch of stuff there. That's, you left your, you know, personal blog. You can keep it, man. I don't care. You can throw that stuff away. Mm. What? Mm. So this meant nothing to you? Nope. When I left 2 weeks ago, I ain't thinking about it coming back. Anyway, Dak Prescott should definitely leave. Dak Prescott. If they don't want you, my man, you should leave. I'm watching. We'll take
you. I knew that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Come to Washington. We'll take you. But before we do anything else right now, we're going to get caught up on some of the headlines. I'm going to get you guys going. Jasmine, you mind getting us all caught up on what's really going on in some of the headlines?
Let's do it. All right, actress Shailene Woodley confirmed her engagement to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. We knew he – Aaron Rodgers.
Stop. Hold on. You know Reese and I on the show, so stop right there.
Who
is Shayna Rodgers?
Thank
What's
you.
Her name?
Yeah.
Shailene Woodley.
Okay. Go ahead, K-Man. Ask a question.
Who is she?
She's an actress. So if you knew her from back in the day, and I say back in the day, meaning like maybe 10, 15 years ago, she was on that show called, what was it? It was like Secret Life of an American Teenager. It was on ABC Family before they became Freeform or whatever. Yeah. And more recently, she's on Big Little Lies. Yeah. Boy,
you said a couple of things already.
Okay.
You said ABC Family. Scratch
yeah.
it up.
They
never
watch
the damn show on ABC Family. I don't even know what that is. Freeform. Is that one of those over the air channels?
No, that's one of the new. That's what ABC Family turned to. Like they, I don't know, rebranded or something. They called themselves Freeform.
Okay. So, what's the other place we could find her?
That she Big Little Lies. I think that's on HBO.
Big Little Lies. Okay. All right.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, she did confirm that she and Aaron Rodgers are engaged. So congrats to them. But they've been engaged for a while. She said it's funny when people are so shocked, but it's like, yeah, this is not new for us.
What happened to Danica?
I thought that's what I was going to say.
You know what? That's what I was thinking too, because we've been talking about this for a minute.
Yeah. Him and Matt Jones or Jane, they the same person. Hey, he should be on The Bachelor. He go from one to the other, kissing. I mean, tell Aaron Rodgers stay in one spot. Seriously.
Hold on.
Danica.
I'm thinking Danica was still in the mix.
Okay, Matt, we saw him in Indianapolis. He's with somebody else in Indianapolis, right? We saw him.
That's when he tried to come at me, but you know, it's cool. We squashed.
What's the girl name? Anyway.
Olivia Munn or something?
Yeah.
Olivia Munn, yeah. I'm like, exactly. I'm like Olivia Munn. I said, man, this little man going somewhere, man. Nobody paying attention to the girl, right? Nobody wants your woman, man. Get out these elevators. Man, I don't want your woman. Trust me. Look, if you know what I... Oh, okay, never mind. Won't he do it?
But I am surprised. He does bounce around a lot. I just put it that way.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Dang,
really? Well, I'm hoping for a long and loving relationship for the couple. Good news. Next up, Vanessa Bryant caught wind of Meek Mill's new song, Don't Worry, where one line went, if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper. It'll be another Kobe. She very distasteful, in my opinion. She posted a message on her Instagram story saying, I find this line to be extremely insensitive and disrespectful, period. I'm not familiar with any of your music, but I believe you can do better than this. If you're a fan, fine. There's a better way to show your admiration for my husband. This lacks respect and tact. Of course, social media went up criticizing Meek Mill. He then posted on his Twitter on Tuesday saying, I've apologized to her in private earlier today, not to the public. Nothing I say on my page directed to an internet viral moment or a family or the family of a grieving woman. If you care about someone grieving, change the subject. I guess he's hoping that people will just move on from the situation. But I felt some kind of way about this. And I know like rap music has its own like world and set of rules where they don't hold back on anything, but this is just, I don't know. I just didn't like this one.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I'm going to date myself. Well, is that
that's
Biggie?
Not good.
What song?
You don't have, that's you don't a have to date yourself.
Well, okay.
Are you talking about the World Trade Center line?
Yeah. Blowing up like the World Trade. Yeah. I thought that was inappropriate too. What the hell was Meek Mill thinking about putting that lyric in the song? That's irresponsible, right. I think. You know
there
what I mean?
Yeah. And that's why I was saying, like, rap music, there's their own set of rules, but there's just some things I just think, you know, you don't want to do, you shy away from, like, you shouldn't, you know, put out. But this also was a song that was leaked. I'm not saying that it wasn't going to be released moving forward, but it was something that was leaked and maybe could have had the opportunity for Meek Mill to change his mind on releasing it. I don't know. But just a little context there.
Wow.
All right, Tiger Woods. We talked about this a little bit earlier. But Reese, I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Tiger Woods involved in a single car accident yesterday that required emergency surgery to insert a rod, screws, and pins to stabilize his leg. He released a statement on his Twitter saying that he's thankful for everyone's outpouring of love, support, and the messages, and that he thanks everyone for their privacy. Reese, I guess I know, you know, Tiger Woods, y'all are big golf fans. This is your guy. What what was the kind of like your thoughts going on when you heard the story?
Well, Kobe Bryant.
Right.
It is funny. I love me some Kobe Bryant. And K-Mac and I both the same on that. We love Kobe. And the thing is, you know, I love some Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods made particularly people that look like me play more golf, learn more about golf, learn more about it. And obviously he's one, probably is not the best, one of the best. He's in that small number of guys that change the game. And when I thought about it, I said, man, another one, we just lost another one. Another one of my favorites. Because when they first said, crash, that's the first thing I thought about. Because they were saying they're going to give us more details later. I'm like, what does that mean? Then it happened in L.A., like with Kobe, same area. I mean, in the same, cities or surrounding areas. It just made me feel really funny when I heard that. So, and I'm glad to see that he's going to be hopefully coming out. But you know, Tiger's one of my heroes. I joke about him a lot, but I mean, what he's done, I mean, on the course, if you will, one of my heroes. Yeah.
Yeah, I initially, when I heard it was a couple of maybe hours later, so I knew that he was okay, but it did like kind of run through my mind. I'm like, goodness, if we lose somebody else, because I just feel like in this year and a half, we've lost so many people, you know, and in notable, I mean, every life is important and cherished, but you know, just these notable people.
Yes.
I was like, goodness, like, I really hope we don't, you know, lose someone else, because a loss that big would really shake our world again. Yeah. And I'm kind of good on the shaking. I would love to just settle down. You know what I mean?
Jess, I'm good on all that, right?
I'm good on that. All right, next up, Carl Anthony Towns spoke out about hoping for more head coaching diversity in the NBA. As we know, on Sunday, after the Knicks loss, Ryan Saunders was fired and replaced with Raptors assistant coach Chris Finch. A few NBA players spoke out, most notably Dame Lillard, with a tweet asking why the Timberwolves assistant coach David Vanderpool was passed up for the job. We have some audio, so I'd like to, let's get into that.
You know, it's just shocking. I think for me, I'm happy that the team is just buying into this. Obviously, we still have a long season to go. You know, the organization made a move they feel was the best for this organization. And, you know, we got to do our best as players to support them. And we're going to for sure support Coach Finch and everything he stands for, and try to be the best players we could be for him. At the same time, while I'm very happy for Coach Finch, I want to take the time to recognize the amazing work these assistant coaches have done, especially David Vanderpool. Men of color deserve to have a chance to get their opportunity to be head coach in this league. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the amazing work he's done and what he's meant to this organization since he stepped here. So I also want to recognize the men of color we have on this coaching staff, and especially one that is soon to be a head coach in this league. And I'm going to be very excited for that moment for him.
That was Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah, I'm glad that he's speaking out. I'm curious if, you know how in the NBA world, it's always like, you know, that QB wants to have just, you know, maybe a foot in the door as far as the front office is concerned. And we've all, obviously on the NBA side, we've heard, you know, LeBron being upset that he's not included in certain conversations. Is that the mentality that the NBA should have, definitely, as far as like some of their star players having a heads up that, you know, certain moves are going to be made? Not that they can necessarily change it, but... I think it's better to get it in on the front end than after everything is done. And then you have your star players coming out saying like, well, goodness, like, can we get a break here or something like that?
Oh, no, Matt, what you think?
That's, yeah, I think it is. But first of all, is he Canadian?
Not to my knowledge. He sounds Canadian.
Hey,
he's from New Jersey.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
He was born in New Jersey. He's part Dominican. Okay. I think his mom was Dominican.
Okay. Oh, okay. He just sounded.
He lost his mom too. Then he lost his
mom to COVID.
Yeah, that was tough. It's kind of a toss up, right? Because you got to see it from both sides. You know, you're running an organization, you got to try to do the best things for the organization all the way around. But if you're part of an organization, just like anywhere else, people that are listening to this show right now, places that they work, you want to see your colleagues get promoted. You want to see people move on. You want to see people that, you know, that you work with, you know, get an opportunity, especially people that look like you, people that you think deserve it. But that's not always the case for a number of reasons. Some good, some bad. And I just think that we're starting to see what the rest of society and the workforce has been going through for years. Mm. We're just starting to see that play out in professional sports more and more over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, 7 years or so. And that's really it. So, like, the things like the Rooney Rule and all of those things, you know, we've had these kind of conversations in corporate America for decades, right? It's been the case. They still struggle. They haven't fixed it. They haven't figured it out. armed services, the armed military, they've somewhat figured some of it out because they've taken some of that discretion out of the process, which is probably really the only way you can fix it, is take discretion, that kind of personal discretion out of the process. And that's all it is. I just think that's where we are right now. That's what we're starting to see.
100% agree with everything you said, K-Mac. It's, yeah, you know, what's been plaguing corporate America and government across the board is trickling over to professional sports. And, you know, and we're seeing a lot of that now. So anyway, just echoing everything you just said, Jasmine, K-Mac. So I'm good, Jay. That's why I want to mention that.
All right. So with All-Star Weekend or All-Star Game, is it even a weekend anymore? It's coming up March 7th at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. The All-Star reserves were released. And with that, obviously, comes the conversation of the snubs. But first, let's get into the reserves. We have Chris Paul leading on the West side, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Zion Williamson, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Julius Randle, You don't think he should be on there?
Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Julius Randle, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Ben Simmons, and Nikola. I cannot pronounce his last name, guys.
Yeah.
Vivichet?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, from, but we all know who we're talking about.
Talking about from Orlando? Where's he from?
What did you say?
What team is he play on, the guy? Nikola?
He plays for the Magic.
Yeah, Orlando, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my comments are, so Zion Williamson, really? Because he could dump. No,
are you?
No,
you okay. Want it? You want it? Cole Anthony?
He's gonna hate now.
I know. No,
I didn't want no Cole Anthony. Come on, though. But I'm thinking like Zion's in the West. Devin Booker has been balling for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Dropped 20 some points. He should be on the damn All-Star team.
I 100% agree. And LeBron agrees. He tweeted out about Devin Booker being the most disrespected player in the league. He is on the top of the list for snubs on this list. I agree.
And Paul George, the only one to play. He's like, yeah, thank you for voting for me, but whatever. Hell, how did Paul George make the All-Star team?
Coaches. Coaches are the ones that picked this group, right?
George, he must got tapes on somebody or some video on some people. Because I know how in the hell he made the All-Star team.
Some other notable snubs. Atlanta's Trae Young, Tobias Harris from Philadelphia, and DeMar DeRozan.
Wait, Trae Young didn't make it either?
He did not.
Did Ben Simmons make it? Did you mention Ben Simmons?
Yes, he is represented.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You got Embiid on there. I mean, Trae Young should. I mean, that's, man, whatever. I'm done.
DeMar DeRozan tweeted out, "Can't help but think how fake it is." ... I'm assuming it's in response to being snubbed. But those are the headlines, the middle of the week headlines. I changed the name from top headlines to middle of the week headlines. So consider yourself caught up.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Right about now, we get a chance to talk to the one and only Lauren Brownlow. What's up, Brownlow? How you doing?
Hey, y'all. Not too bad. What's going on?
I'm good. I'm going to check in on some ACC basketball. Well, before we get started on the resurgence of that great Duke team in Durham and seeing that they're on the rise, let's talk about NC State. I feel like NC State is poised to turn things around a little bit. But we just want to deal with the here and now. What is it going to take for NC State to win this next game? I think it's defense. Jasmine says they got to stop turning the ball over, but we'll talk about
it. No, I said force Virginia to turn the ball over.
Force Virginia to turn the ball over.
That's something that they're good at. They've kind of been slacking on a little bit as of late, but I think if they can force Virginia to turn it over and able to capitalize on those turnovers, they'll be in good shape.
What say you, Brownlow?
Yeah, I think that's a good call by Jasmine there, because that's what NC State's identity is. And when you play a team like Virginia, you know, you generally want to try to speed them up a little bit, and you only can really do that through pressure. And that's something that, you know, here's the weirdest thing to me, right? And some of these things are so matchup dependent, and I get that. And, you know, I have my theories that I won't like bore everybody with on some of the deeper details of this, but like, State over the years really has played Virginia pretty well. Like, you could make a case if you look back at results like from Carolina playing them recently, Duke and NC State, that NC State's really only just behind Duke in terms of how well they've played Virginia. They haven't always beaten right? But like, Carolina just does not match up very well with Virginia.
You would think
State wouldn't either, but it doesn't, but they somehow do. Okay. I don't get it.
Okay. I was gonna sit out this conversation, but okay, we're talking Lauren Brownlow. We rock Lauren Brownlow each and every Wednesday, same place, same time. But Brownlow, if my aunt was a man, she'd be my uncle. We sitting there we sitting there talking about if this, if that. Are you kidding me? If the sun rises in the west. I mean, are you kidding me? Seriously?
It's just the, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't mean that, like, State has been better than Carolina or anything like that.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with it. That's not what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense to me either, because, like, State does like to play at a faster tempo. They at times don't like having to be patient in the half court and all that other stuff. But for whatever reason, and like I said, I can't explain it any better than you, they play Virginia pretty well. Like, they don't, you know, they beat them in Charlottesville last year. Like, it's one of those things where you go, in theory, this should be a bad matchup for State on paper, you know, but they've played them pretty well. They played them well, you know, and it was one of the early games without Devin Daniels this year at home. Virginia pulled away at the end, but that was a tight game throughout a lot of it. And I think, you know, State has experience playing them and playing them well. Obviously, the freshmen are playing well and getting a little bit of confidence. It's a tough place to play. I think we all understand that part, and it's a little tougher there than it is, you know. But I think the freshmen have had a game to see Virginia and what they do, and I think that could help some. But, you know, we also know Virginia's coming off losing two straight, and they don't typically lose many more than that. So, yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's sort of like you said, State could really kind of turn the end of the season into something. And at this point, I think, you know, just seeing the freshmen kind of play better and turn a corner, it's taken some of these freshmen, and we've seen it with all three of the local teams. It's taken some of these freshmen the better part of a season in some cases. Like, look at Walker Kessler at Carolina. You know, a couple weeks ago, he looked lost still out on the court. And now you see that he's really starting to find himself. And you see the same thing for State's freshmen. I think that's been one of the impacts of COVID for some of these guys, too, is just that, you know, it's taken them a little longer than, you know, like up until almost March to kind of find their way this season. And State's freshmen, I think, are starting to do that.
I like it. We're talking with Lauren Brownlow, the same as we do each and every week right here on this hump day. And you talked about State's freshmen starting to come around. How far? Okay, I'll do it. How far can this State team actually go? Or is this just, you know, we're just preparing for next year at this point?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
No. All right. This isn't me trying to say, like, State's making a tournament run or anything like that. You know, unlike Duke and definitely unlike Carolina in this sense, they tried, you know, by scheduling the St. Louis game because they lost some of their non-con games that would have helped them due to COVID, but they just don't have enough in the non-conference or in general. They don't have nearly enough to put together a tournament resume. But like you said, I don't think that's entirely the point, really. Right now, these freshmen are getting really valuable experience for them. And I think that's really going to help them moving forward. The fact that they've had to play those guys at the point guard spot, I think, is going to pay off big time next year and down the road, because now these guys are getting used to playing that position. They won't be going into next year like we did this year, sort of wondering, who's going to be State's point guard? Is it going to be Braxton Beverly? Is it going to be one of these freshmen? Are they going to be ready for it? And now I think we'll have that a little more fleshed out for State heading into next year.
Outstanding. I know Reese wanted to ask you about Duke, because he's just dying to talk about Duke.
I want to ask you about Duke, but before I ask you about Duke, you know, Jasmine says Kerbin Walton, you know, probably be one of the greatest players to ever play in Chapel Hill.
Lauren.
Do you agree with that?
Okay. Did she say players or shooters?
Players. She said his jersey is going to be hanging from the Raptors. Up there with Phil Moore, Michael Jordan, James Worthy, and all those other great players. Are you kidding me?
Let Jasmine say her piece.
Okay, here's the thing. During the Louisville game, Vashai heard of Carolina Blitz, made a comment because that's where it came from. Made a point about Kerwin Walton potentially being what JJ Redick is for Duke. So the next day I came on here and I put in a discussion for us to talk about if Kerwin Walton would become what a UNC great. And I told them on the day, but you know how shady they are. I was not intending for that to mean, you know,
UNC great
jerseys retired and things like that. More just like a guy that, you know, you look back at, you know, year after year, maybe like the, you know, the Harrison Barnes, you know, those kind of guys.
Oh, you mean a notable? Oh, so you mean a UNC notable?
Yes, very much a notable. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, you said great,
I mean,
I know she said it. She said great.
I'll say this with Kerwin. I'll be really curious to see what it looks like when like he is getting to take the number of three pointers, you know, that like, say, for instance, like, you know what he reminds me of a little bit is like a Wayne Ellington kind of like just a shooter that like when he shoots it. And I don't feel like Carolina's had one of these guys since maybe Cam Johnson. And I don't know if I'd even lump him necessarily fully into that category. Just one of those guys that when he shoots it, you feel like it's going in. You know, it looks good, especially when he gets a good look. Like you're almost surprised when it misses, you know. And it's been interesting to see him diversify his game some too, and, you know, try to attack the basket and stuff like that. But like I think as a shooter, it's a discussion that's worth having because I think he's a really good shooter. And I think like I've wondered that in some games where it's like, let's see what happens when Kerwin's taking, you know, 8 to 10 threes in a game. Like I'm kind of curious to see how that would go because he's a very good shooter. And, you know, I think that part of it is something where you wonder where he will go down, you know, eventually in Carolina history in terms of as a shooter, for sure. So that, you know, when people hear J.J. Redick, they think like, oh, no, you know, because it's one of the best players in Duke history. And so, but, I think in that way, for sure, like as a shooter, that could be something that we look back on, you know, back at the season and go, wow, yeah, I guess, you know, him coming out as sort of a surprise, maybe even, I don't know, is Donald Williams, is that too unfair of a comparison in the sense of
a good one. Donald Williams is a good one.
He came in not as highly regarded as, you know, and Kerwin was the least regarded of the recruiting class.
That's a good
class.
One. Yeah. That's a really good one. That's a good one.
I'll showing my name.
But Carolina great, like, on the first row. And come on, hang in from the Raptors? Are you kidding me?
Go ahead. All right, Lauren, real quick, is Duke making the NCAA tournament?
Oh man, this is hard.
That's a lot. What's going
it's hard,
on?
I think we got the answer.
I say yes if they keep playing like this, because like it's hard to imagine them losing to anybody right now. But they have to win out and win a game at least in the ACC tournament.
All right.
All right. As always, it's been a pleasure, Lauren Brownlow.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.